Coach Calvin.
It feels good. You know, I know you guys aren't at every game and stuff, but I've been saying a lot on the radio that the kids have been doing things the right way, but not much good stuff's been happening to us. I mean, when you go on the road and you go up a run and then your Friday night guy gets smoked in the face and his face is shattered, you know, as much as you want to try to move on, it's just tough, and it really set the tone for the weekend. And our kids battled. They played hard. It just wasn't a good weekend for us. And, you know, we played really good at Carolina on the last midweek game, and our kids have played well. We just haven't had any wins to show for it. So to lose seven games and to be in the mindset our team is pretty impressive, and that's because of the work ethic they have and the culture they have.
Luke referenced yesterday it was a reset day, and that's kind of mindset that he's taken. Is that kind of what you think moving forward is, just to put this past week or so behind y'all as much as you can, I guess?
Put really the first 33 games behind us, I mean, to be quite honest with you, even though we've played well at some times. It's been tough. It's been hard. You know, when your Friday night starter and Krasinski, you know, breaks his leg, and Dewanye's hurt, and Bryce is hurt, and Chris Holba goes down, and, you know, you don't even talk about guys like Jake Washer, who's been hurt, but now he's healthy. Evan Voliva goes down at Duke. I mean, look, it's been tough. It's been hard. And our kids have handled it tremendous, and we just need a reset to look, you know, stay in the present moment. We can't look ahead. We can't worry about ahead. We can't read y'all's crap on there about, hey, you wouldn't make a regional if it happened today. We got to stay in the present moment and just worry about how we play each day.
What is the status of Holba? Is it, you know, is he going to be out a while? Or
he'll be out for some time, yeah. He's got to have surgery on his face. So he saw the eye doctor today. They said that his eye function is great. He'll see a plastic surgeon tomorrow. And, you know, once they make a decision on when he can have surgery, you got to let the swelling go down for him to have surgery. So he'll have surgery. And, you know, I think he'll be back at some point in time this season. I'm just not real sure when.
That said, do you know a pitching rotation or kind of what's next heading into the UCF series?
No, not yet.
Okay. Crew's been moving around pretty good. Is there a
is there a chance for a Crew sighting?
Maybe, yeah.
He's gonna,
we haven't asked him
he
about
threw,
that.
He threw a bullpen today, and he looked really good in the bullpen. He's going to have to come out here tomorrow and Thursday and show me that he can do some PFP stuff. You know, that's the last piece of the puzzle for him to be able to move around, get off the mound. So I'll tell you this, he's not going to start on Thursday, and he's not going to start on Friday. All right, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So, but there's a possibility that he could pitch on Saturday.
Okay.
So.
Coach, sorry if you already answered this, but obviously a big win today. You got a cushion. How good was it to be playing with a big lead like that?
You know, we've had some leads, so it's just good that our guys, the energy they brought, and the way they went about their business, which they've done that during the, you know, the seven-game losing streak, which I was telling these guys that, you know, we just needed something good to happen. And, you know, they make an error in the first inning. We hit a three-run jack. So, you know, we had a break there, and we capitalized on it. So, but the kids have been tremendous throughout this whole, you know, streak, and we do things the right way. Like I say, I know you guys aren't behind the scenes, but the kids have worked hard. They've played hard. We just have had some bad stuff happen to us with all these injuries.
Kirk's pitched really well the last 2 weeks. I mean, what can you say about how well he's done?
Well, he always wants the ball. He's a great competitor. You know, he's a senior. He's savvy. Doesn't have the most electric stuff, but really can locate the baseball. And he's been awesome. I mean, to really not have thrown a bullpen, you know, threw like a light bullpen before Carolina and just go out there and do what he's done for two games has been really impressive.
How good is it to get this win leading up to try to get your first conference win? How do you try to carry the momentum?
Right. Yeah, just we're about living in the moment. We're going to enjoy this one for a little bit, and then we'll practice tomorrow, and then we'll worry about UCF on Thursday.
Awesome.